You're holding daf mem vov and aleph on top. Where it says again, we're trying to bring a raya where the teich zman is called kalacha zman ulefnei zman. It means, let's say the boy or the girl bring Cyrus, have to hear the oisa mokum before they actually become bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah. What's kalacha? So we're again top onto medayik the time of liacha zmanu. In the mishnah, the reason why we say he's called the gadol or gedolim after the age is only because she has to have two Cyrus and it's also liacha zman. Who do Gomel Elamul say? That's when he's finished to be a complete Godel Gedoyla. But Mashm clearly from the Mishnah, Teich Zman, let's say they're less than 12 years old by a girl or less than 13 years old by a boy, it's like Lefnei Zman, that's called Lefnei Zman, that they do not have a lock like a Godel or a Gedoyla. For Yoid, secondly, like this. Most of observers, they ask the question. The Pasuk says, Ish Kiyafli Lindor Neder. The Pasuk speaks that clearly to make a Neder. Now, Matamle, what's the Pasuk have to say, Ish? Is l'rabbis ben yudim l'shanov yemechod to include that a boy 13 years old in one day shafu pi sheni yadei l'hasu nadorav kayom, even though he does not speak it out clearly, still is nadorav mischal. As actually the Mishnah says, once he's bar mitzvah, then even though he says he doesn't know what he means, still we say the neder mischal. The Rechidam, what's the case talking about? Either loy icy shtei Cyrus, if this boy does not have two hairs, be ice mokem as mokem ervam, then cotton, no, he's still called a cotton, so why is the loch attack to say his neder is chal? El olava must be talking about the icy shtei Cyrus, that he has two hairs, that he did grow two hairs, there be ice mokem. If so, then the diik is, the time of water we say is called a godel over here, that his neder is chal no matter what, for time of the ben yud gimel v'yomechud, only because he's already 13 years old in one day. Tevel ish is called an ish. That's the loch of an ish. But mashma clearly hotoich zman. Let's say the middle of this year, in the middle of the 13th year, he's not 13 years, complete years, in the middle of it, between 12 and 13. Then klifnei zman, mashma is klifnei zman, he's not considered a godel, even though he has two Cyrus. Is so tiyuf that that's a good kasher, according to man yamer, want to say that toich zman is considered kliach zman. Nothing more says you should know, Omer Rav Nachman, Kitanoi. This really is a machlokes anoyim. If a kid brings two Cyrus, has two Cyrus, before his bar mitzvah, is that considered Cyrus or not? It's a machlokes anoyim. And we learn like this, that it says, Ben Teshonim, Shevi Beis Cyrus, Ashuma. It's a Gemara Kedushin, that if a boy 9 years old, has two hairs growing there, Beisamokim, that's nothing. It's like a Ashuma, it's like a ward, it's nothing. That's not considered Cyrus. Now, what's going to be mi ben tes? What's going to be mi ben tes v'yad yud beishan v'yemechod from 9 years old until 12 years old in one day? Shuma, still called the shuma, still means nothing. It's like a ward that just eventually, maybe later on, real Cyrus will grow there. But right now, it's not considered Cyrus. Reb Yosef, Reb Yehuda Weimer, Simon. He also knows that it is called the Simon. And according to Yosef Yehuda, from the age of 9 until 12, if he has Teish Cyrus, that's called a good Simon. We'll soon see what that means. It's called a good Simon. Now, Ben Yud Gimel Shana V'Yemechud, once the boy is over by mitzvah, he's 13 years old in one day, then Divri Hakol Sim, everybody agrees that if he has Shnei Cyrus, it's called Simonim. So Moz Medayik, Hagufa Kasha is a Kasha in the bracer itself. Or Mat, the first you tell me, Miben Tes V'Yad Yud Beishana V'Yemechud Shuma, that what, from 9 until 12 years old, that's called the Shuma, just on the ward. Stomach growth is not called Cyrus, really. But when he starts his 13th year, because when he's 12 years old in one day, that whole next year until he becomes 13 in one day, that whole 13th year, simon, it is called the good simon. If you have Shnei Cyrus, then it's called the good simon. Vodatoni, then the Brisa says no, that the Ben Yud Gimel Shana V'Yemechud Simen, only when he's already 13 years old in one day, from then onwards do we consider the two hairs to be called a Simen, but not before. Ha Yud Gimel Shana Mashmah, before he became Bar Mitzvah, the last year, the year of his 13th year, before he finished the 13th year, during that year, Gufa Shum, it's called a Shum, it's called a Ward, it's not called a real Shnei Cyrus, it's a Stira. Smur says, my love, isn't the pshat of here, tanoi, it's a machlekes tanoim, that the ma sova toich zman, kalach zman, one holds that toich zman. Ragashi says, ho yid gimu gufa simi, vafil le rabbonin, even according to rabbonin, mashmetz a good simi, then it's mashmetz no. So Marash says, "My lafta noyi vali b'drabbanan." According to Rabbanan, that Yud Gimel have a toich zman letinik k'tanim b'masnisin, that during the 13th year, that's a zman of a tinik, like it says now Mishnah. So if it's like this, machlokes to my lafta noyi, the mas of a toich zman is kalacha zman. One holds it is called like a nacha zman. That's good for machlokes over here. Whether that year, the 13th year, when he's 12 years old in one day, until he becomes 13 years old in one day, that whole year, it's a machlokes if he brings Shnei Cyrus to that year, is he considered a god or not? So, of course, a machlokes annoying. Some of us doesn't know. That could be, maybe that's not the machlokes. I'll tell you a lie. That's not the pshat over here. It could be really tell you the kuli yalma toich zman klifnei zman. Everybody holds that toich zman really considered like klifnei zman. You bring shnei sarah, then you're not considered like a godel. Vidi vidi bitinoikis. And both are talking about what? By a girl, not by a boy. And vereisha rebi. The ratio goes, Rashi, the ratio, the mishavius yud gimel simin, the one that says at 13, it is called the vade simin. That goes according to Rebbe. The Rashi, that Rebbe before said, b'tinoikis have a yud gimel liyachazman. That by tinoikis yud gimel, that's called liyachazman. V'seifer, b'shirim ben alozo. Rashi, v'seifer, the mashma, what? That during that 13th year means from 12 years old until they become 13 years, only called the Shuma, that goes according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that he held before, to Rashi Diyama, Yud Gimel B'tinoikis, Hevei Toich Zman, that 13th year is still considered like a Ketana by a girl. So therefore, even though he has the Shnei Cyrus, that she has Shnei Cyrus, that means nothing. So really everybody holds here, that when you have 2 years before you become the years of a Godol, it means nothing. Here it's only Machlokes, by Tinoikis, at what age does she become Gedolah? They should become Gedolah at 12 and one day, or at 13 and one day. If you boys have another pshat, if I could tell you, both is talking about a tinnik. If you boys say, if you want to answer you like this, if you boys say, I'll tell you no, both is talking about a boy. And the opposite way, Vereshu Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar, that he holds that a boy becomes a bar mitzvah at 12. The Sefer Rebbe holds that a boy first becomes bar mitzvah at 13. The boys, if you want, I can answer you. The boys say, "Mahav Mahav Rebbe." Both go to current Rebbe. Habetinik Habetinikus, and the boys say, "Mahav Mahav Mahav Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar." Habetinik Habetinikus. Kitzi, you don't have to say it's Machlokes Tanoim. It's just one is talking about Machod, Mara Machod, Vlei Pligi. One is talking about a boy, one is talking about a girl. Now the Gemara says, "Omer Rebbe Yisro Rebbe Yehuda." The Gemara says, "Now Rebbe Yisro Rebbe Yehuda." Omer, he holds Simon. Yes, it's called the Simon. The Teich Zman is called the Simon. Omer Rebbe Krustoi, Pered Rebbe Shapsoi, Vu Shoi Din Boy. That thing means to say it's a simin, means to say it's still on him. Rashi says means Kishihigdol. It means the simin, the two Cyrus came before he was 13 years old in one day. And it stayed on him until he became 13, so then those two Cyrus are still called the simin Godel. So as soon as he becomes 13 in one day, his bar mitzvah becomes a Godel. Rashi says Kishigdol, Avon Noshu Bintan, let's say they fell off. Igloy Milsa, then we see clearly it was only a shum, it was only like a ward, that's not called a simon. That's called Vushoy Dinboy. Verse says now, Tanya Nami Hochi, that the Ben Tesh Shonav Yemechot. That it says, Ben Tesh Shonav Yemechot, a boy that's 9 years old in one day, Shevi Be Sharif, that he brought 2 hairs, Shuma, that's called a shum, it's a ward, that means nothing. What about Mi Ben Tesh Viyad Yud Be Shonav, from 9 years old until 12 years old, Yemechot? The Yodin boy, and the 2 hairs are still there. Shuma is still called the Shuma, it's not called the Simin. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Simin is called the Simin. And Omar Rava says like this. So, kids, you see here, the Machlokes is that when it's Yodin boy, when the 2 hairs are still there, is that called the Simin or not? So, Omar Rava says, so what's the maskana, what's the loch over here? That toich zman kifnei zman. That if you have teishna, shnei sarus, toich zman, it's considered kifnei zman, that's not called a simen. It's only if the 2 hairs grow after it becomes, or when it becomes a gedola. But not before. It becomes a gedola, not before. Rav Shmuel bar Zutra masnilo l'shmaite the rabba b'hai lishni. He learns rabba's loch like this. That on the rabba said like this. Kitano, a girl, kol yud bei shono, the whole 12th year, in other words, when she's 11 years old in one day, starting the 12th year, that whole year, b'ma'enes, she could still make miyun, though she's still called the ketana. V'lechas, let's say she was married midi rabbonin, that without a father, just abroad, or she married herself off. So it's a kedusha midrabon. The halacha is when she wants to say goodbye, they just say goodbye. Rashi says, "V'yein chish, we're not afraid. Shem aviya beishtaris, maybe she has stay styrus, because even if she brought stay styrus that year, they're only considered a shuma that does not make her into a gedolah. Therefore, kedusha is only midrabonin, and therefore she could just memenes, just say goodbye in front of the wedim, and that's called a mian. Mikan v'yelchdo, but after she's 12 years old." Then she cannot make miyun, because we have to be afraid. Maybe she has stay Cyrus and she's a gedolah, and then she'll need a get. But v'yena chaletz says he can't make chalitza either. So the question is hagufa kasha. It's a question. What you're saying here, hagufa kasha. Amat, you're telling me what ainim amenes she can't make miyun. Alma, what are you telling me now? Gedolah, she's considered a gedolah once she becomes 12 years old in one day. So the question is, gedolah, she's called a gedolah. Techlas, what can you make chalitza also? And a gedolah can make chalitza. Maybe you'll answer me, you have to doubt whether she's called a gedolah or not. The question is why? Rav himself holds that a ketana, once she becomes the age of 12 years old in one day, we do not have to check her out even. Why? Because it's a chazoka, it's a chazoka to say that yes, she has stay Cyrus, that she is considered a gedolah. She was considered a gedolah, that's why she can't make miyun anymore, but neither get. So with the same spirit should be with chalitza also. You should be able to give a chalitza once she's 12 years old, we say she's a gedolah. So Marit says, Hani mili bistoma. That's only bistoma. By a normal girl, menastam, we said that she's a gedolah at 12 years old. Avol hocha debot kubliyashkuchu. Here the case was that they checked her out and they saw that she did not have two Cyrus. So that's why here he says, that she can't make chalitza. So the question is, so why can't you make miyun then? If you know clearly that she doesn't have two Cyrus, she's not considered a gedolah. So she'll be able to make miyun also. So Mar says, no, on this, choshishim were afraid that shema nashru, that maybe there were two hairs there and they fell off. So therefore, we did not let her make miyun, but we go lechumra both ways. Who did she cannot make chalitza either, since right now there's a reis, so we see that there are no Cyrus right now. Smor says, no, honicha, this is good laman, the yoma choshishim. They were afraid to say that maybe the Cyrus fell off, maybe it was noshu. Then that's a machloikis, like having more in Yavomis. El laman, the yoma that holds ain choshishim, then no, if we see right now there are no Cyrus, we do not say maybe they were there and they fell off, but rather ain choshishim, said, Michael M., what could you say? Michael M., what could you say over here? The Yitzhak is going like this. No, if you check her out right now and you see she has no simonim, we say for sure she is a ketana, and we do not say that maybe they were here, there, and they fell off. Rav Papa Yama, no, we are afraid maybe there was here, there. So we say this, only for chalitza taka do we say that we're not cheshish, the chumra, and therefore we said that she cannot make chalitza since right now she does not have two Cyrus. When they get to this lock of the gold of Kula by Mian, Choshen, here we are afraid to say no, that maybe she is a Gedolah, maybe she had Shnei Saras and fell off. But I call upon the Mechal to proof here, the man, the Yama Choshen, the one that says yes, we are afraid to say that maybe 2 years within they fell off. Then Choletzes, the one that says yes, we're afraid that maybe the war here is there, so you want to tell me now that she gave him a Chalitza, question is why? Like, you're only telling me now, the Man Yoma says, Ein Choshishim. Then the Pshat is that you cannot make Chalitza. But Mashm, according to Man Yoma, says, Choshishim, we are afraid to say that even though you check her out now, and she did not have Shnei Cyrus, but you're afraid maybe she had Shnei Cyrus, you're afraid like that. Since so, then, you want to tell me to make Chalitza, why? Well, Choshishim v'yamakom, it's Tamach Shash, it's like a suffix, that's all. But Avad is to say that she badly had Shnei Cyrus to make a Chalitza, that we can't say either. Most of like this. El Yerlim really bled both the case. No, they did not check the girl out. The reason why we say by Chalitza, you cannot make Chalitza because of Chashina, maybe she does not have Shnei Cyrus. Because all we know is that she's 12 years old in one day, but we do not know that she has Shnei Cyrus. The Chi Kama Rabba, when does Rabba say Chazoka? Does Chazoka say that the girl at 12 years old in one day has Shnei Cyrus? That's only Lemian, that's only with the Rabbanan. On the Rabbanan, the Kalocha, we're saying that the Seder Chazoka, the Mestamish, is a real good Eloh. Therefore, once she becomes 12 years old in one day, Minastam will Maxika to be a good Eloh, and she cannot make mean anymore. Now, if she wants to get out, she has to have a get. Abul Chalitza boy Vedika, but for Din the Yeraisa, that she be able to receive Chalitza, in case where she's Yavama, That's a derisive tegelacha. Over there, we're not samech on this chazaka. And then we talk and say maybe there was no shnei staris, and therefore we say that you cannot make chalitza. That's the cloud here. The midrabbonim was samech on this chazaka. That's the loch of every bar mitzvah bacham. The midrabbonim the kalachas was samech on this chazaka to say that the ben has shnei staris. But for Dindi Raisa, so they were not samech until we know for sure that he has shnei staris b'yosemokim. Omer Rav Dimi min Adoi, Hilchos Havas Halacha Choshes Shin Shemen Oshru. Yes, but even though we check her out now and we see she does not have shnei staris now, still we're afraid maybe she had shnei staris. But the Hanin Mid, when was this said? Heicha Dekidsha B'Toich Zman, where they made kedushin B'Toich Zman. Oh boy, Yoli Akas Zman. Like when do we say that? In other words, that you want to tell me that you cannot make meat anymore. Again, you have this girl, 12 years old, and one day, even though we check her out now and see she does not have simonim, still we're afraid maybe she did have simonim and they fell off. When do we say that, Hecha, the kid Shabbat Erzman, when they made the Kedushim, when she was a Katana, or Boyle Yachazman, but a Kopon, they did have Via to live together after she became 12 years old in one day. In such a case, the Yikos Sveikya derives, now it's a Sophic Midiraisa, that on the tzad that she did have Shnei Simonim when she was 12 years old in one day, and then they had to be there, live together, that's like a Kedushim Midiraisa, so therefore the Mekudesh is Midiraisa. So now if you want to give me in, we have to be afraid, no, you can't give me in, because maybe there was a Kedushim Midiraisa, you have to have a get. Avomi Kora Uloi, but they only had the beer from before, and after she comes to Gedolah, they do not have any beer. So for sure, the Kedushin does not mean the Raisa, since the Kedushin for sure is only the Rabbanin and the Chanami. Then we do not say Chashin Hashem and Oshrum, and then she couldn't make meal. Now, Omer Rav Huna, Hegdish V'Ochal Uloiko. Let's say this person now was Maktish something, and then he ate from it. So look, you get Malkus. Rashi says it means Toichas Man Tinek Yedei Lachlia. You have a boy that's only 12 years old and 2 months. So look, we have the Mishnah is that his neder, if he knows L'Shem Ma, that he's making a neder, it's Chal. So what's going to be now if he made a Hegdish, and he knew what he was talking about, so Hegdish is Chal. And now the Ochal, he himself eats from it. So he says the Chiddush now, that look, you'll get Malkus for it. Even though Lamais, he's still a cotton, he's only 12 years old in a few months, but still he holds, but his parsha of Nedorim, Shneimer, the Pasuk says, Ish ki yaflu lindor, v'lo yachol devoroi, Siddashim like this, ko sheyeshna ba'aflo, yeshna ba'al yachol, v'ko sheyna ba'aflo, yeshna ba'al yachol, whoever's in this parsha to make the nether, like here, this cotton, the year before his bar mitzvah, he's in the parsha, if he knows l'shema, he's saying his nether is chal. So what then is Bechal, this lav will get Malkus, only this lav, no other Anshin. Other Anshin talk he would not get. But this one lav, that's the Chiddush of Rav Huna, that will get Malkus for this lav. Mosiv Rav Huna by Yehuda. He asked the question, Mosiv Rav Huna by Yehuda, on the Siyul Rav Huna, to bring a Raya to Rav Huna.